Is it a quest for celebrity? Validation? A desire to be seen as one who counts? To be among the counted? A limited number of seats given to some, denied to others. The latest American religion taking off where Scientology left off. The great mind control. The belief you can become. The belief that you can know. Is it a matter of cultivating envy? Others wish they could have what you have. Live the life you live. The god of those who beat the odds. Cultivating talent. Investing 10,000 hours. Cultivating ideas or exploiting them. Thinking of what others have not thought of. Making communication easier. Exploiting the unknown. Fulfilling people's unwanted desires. Making them feel they can't live without something they have always lived without. Is it self-actualization or self-image actualization? Is it the desire to see one's name in print or in lights? Successful escape the everyday travails of worry, disappointment, debt, and doubt? Do heroes, mothers, martyrs? Is it about self-sacrifice or having to sacrifice nothing? Is it about changing the times in which we live? Exercising compassion through entrepreneurial individualism, striking gold, being of service, the golden rule, divine intentions, raising families that share those intentions. Is it more about ambitions than intentions? Setting a goal, having a drive, libido, are reacting out of sexual fantasy, to control, to dominate, to be controlled, to be dominated. Is it about philosophy? Described and prescribed patterns of thought? Delineating a structure, a framework? Are we talking to ourselves? Are we addicted? Cultivating addiction? Should we replace weed with tobacco or tobacco with weed? Water with wine or wine with water? Sugar with honey or agave? Meat with tofu? Ridding ourselves of toxins, is that it? Ridding ourselves of the unwanted, the undesirable, the unhealthy? Are your thoughts simply an echo of how you feel? Are your feelings as good as thoughts? Can you distinguish between the two? What is the purpose? Money? Does that solve the problem? What is the problem? What is the question? Will how I ask the question determine the answer? What time is it? Who set the clock? Who coded decoded time? Are there differences in ways of keeping it? What is the standard? What is the guiding principle? Get rid of fear. Every individual knows what it feels like. Everyone is wrapped in their own emotions, beliefs, timelines, and connections. as much sense of it as you wish, retreat into your shell of beliefs and disbeliefs. Will you observe, take action, build, contribute, sit back, doubt, grow fat, through comfort or through worry? What if nothing you are convinced of is actually the case? What if it works the way it does in your presence because it's what you expect of it? What if the truth is not enough? What if it's not enough to be sincere in your actions and deeds? If you must also learn to listen and not to blame, to see your own faults and not list those of others, what if the other is a lie? If nothing is original, unique, or without purpose? What if it means that you must sometimes sit in silence and not defend yourself? What if you are not alone? And alone? Unable to see the reason or understand, your understanding in all of its glory manages to still get in the way. What if your mind works against you? What if it is simply not your time and the stars are right where they belong for it all to make sense and you choose not to believe it? What if you're too tired to write or think and the music is too loud to concentrate or fall asleep? What if when you turn off the music, your mind starts to orchestrate the silence in every creak of wood, the wind through trees, the call of birds, your heartbeat is enough to dance. Dance.